First of all, the truth of the matter is I can't, you know, I always like to try to speak facts. And if I'm not going to speak facts, I have to put a little disclaimer on it. I don't know the true incidence of adverse events after the shots. And really, why is that? Well, that's because of our federal regulatory agencies and government have created systems that are unreliable. So we have things like the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, and VSAFE. And they're just a very crappy, they're crappy systems. And because of that, I really can't tell you what the true adverse event incidence after the COVID shots is. You know, I can talk about VSAFE. VSAFE was a system, you know, where 10 million people like that got shots, you know, used an app. And I can tell you that of the 10 million people, 780,000 of them sought medical care within the first year after getting a shot. Well, okay, is the incidence therefore 7.8%? Well, I don't know that because really you don't know what they sought medical care for. But remember, these systems, which are so flawed, were created by, you know, our federal regulatory agencies and government. And therefore, you know, if they wanted to really know the true incidents, they would improve them. They would have follow-up on them. So to answer your question truly is, number one, I don't know. I can give you my impression that I think it's at least 3 or 4%. But that's a guess. And I really want to say that I usually like to speak facts, but that's just my guess. And I want to also say, I think you make a great point that there's tons of people out there that are injured that don't even know. You know, I hear all the time, you know, people, you know, had an arrhythmia or like a heart rhythm problem and, you know, and it's a week or two after the shot. And how many thousands, if not millions of women have menstrual irregularities after their shots, you know, or people that went through menopause that now got a shot that are starting to have, you know, menstruation issues again. I mean, the issue is we just don't know, but we don't know because the government created systems that aren't monitoring us. You know, again, if you look at the mission of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, their mission is to protect the public from drugs and medical devices. And they truly failed in this situation. The thing that really drives me, you know, the heart, you know, it breaks my heart all the time, though, is the compensation. So when it comes to the compensation program, which is the, you know, the countermeasures injury compensation program, they completely ignore temporal relationships. And they actually say, you know, a temporal relationship doesn't prove causation. Well, I get that. But, you know, if you're totally healthy, like you said, John, and in, you know, 5 to 7 days after a shot, you have this acute change in your health, you know, even in medicine, you know, that it's just logical. But again, they're denying, you know, if you look at the CICP, the denial rate for these people that are injured is 97%. That's the number that they're, if you look as of May 1st, the denial rate for the people injured by the COVID shot in the United States is 97%. And I was denied. I was denied. And they said, you know, a temporal relationship does not prove causation. Well, I get that, but what happened about logic? What about, you know, and I always say, like, if I'm walking down the street and someone shoots me and I die, you know, it's most likely I died of the gunshot, right? But in the logic of this compensation program, you know, they could say, well, maybe I died of a heart attack right after I got shot, you know, and that's illogical, but we've lost logic. And again, in who suffers in this situation with, particularly with regards to compensation, these injured people, you know, they're not looking for millions of dollars in punitive damages. They're looking for money to pay, you know, their food bill, their rent, you know, and that's what in my mind drives me every day of just trying to get these people adequate compensation just to live their lives. So the PrEP Act is basically a law that immunizes everybody from being sued in this situation. So the PREP Act is a law that states that anybody involved in the manufacturing of these pharmaceuticals like the COVID shots is completely held harmless from litigation. So people say, well, I'll just sue them. Well, you can't. Now, it's different in Australia, for example. You can sue. In fact, a group of injured people there have filed a class action lawsuit against pharma and the government for their COVID injuries. But in the United States, there's no one. Okay, we have no due process if you're injured by the COVID shots. There's no one to sue. And you can't even sue, say, you're my employer who gave me the shot. I didn't sign a consent form. No one had a conversation with me about the risk, benefits, and options. And guess what? Doesn't matter. They don't have to.
They're protected too. Yeah.
They're protected. So I can't even sue them for lack of informed consent because they don't have to give you consent.